John, the weather is looking absolutely fantastic at the moment as we look out the window here. We are only hoping that continues into the long weekend. Talk to me about what's happening in Camp Aquin. Last year, of course, there was the heartbreaking decision to cancel the parade, but it is going ahead this year.
Look, it is going ahead. And look, I'd like to, from the outset, just mention the tragic loss of Stephen Mooney recently, whose wife, Davina, and himself would have been very much involved in organising the very first parade back in 2008. And I know that Davina was anxious that it goes ahead this year, and I'm sure that this will be attributed towards himself and his family. And,
well, our deepest sympathies there, John. It's a very sad situation.
It is, and it's not easy when you have such personal connections to the parade, indeed, John, and you're wearing your grief on your sleeve. It's very, very hard, and particularly for such a close-knit community like Camp Aquin.
No, and I mean, look, for them to actually come up with running the parade in Camp Aquin back in, I think, 2008 at this stage, it would have been the 17th year, you know, there was COVID years when it didn't run as well. What it does for the local economy is phenomenal. You know, every small town and village is trying to do their own bit, and they have a very hard-working committee, and I think long may it last, because it's a real community event and everybody knows everyone, and it's gone from strength to strength over the years as well. And, you know, I always look forward to it, because, you know, you go along and you will meet a lot of locals, and you'll know a lot of the people that are in the parades as well, you know. And
of course, and look, probably the best thing you can do in terms of solidarity this year, John, is make your way, make the effort, attend the parade and take part in that solidarity. And with that in mind, I know the Grand Marshals times two have been announced for this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade. Who are they, John?
Yeah, they're Eddie Rykovich, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, and Corey Scanlon will lead this year's Grand Marshals in the parade. I suppose they are members of the Finnis Valley Ace Athletic Club since 2014, and they've excelled in different running and jumping and throwing. And Corey is a three-time Waterford National Juvenile Athlete of the Year competitor at national senior level, and Eddie recently earned silver in the national indoor heptathlon and remains unbeaten in hurdles at club competitions for 2 years. So I think fair dues is great that the two young people heading at Grand Marshal.
Absolutely.
Extraordinarily successful. Wow. Whoever is Grand Marshal next year has really big boots to fill. That's all I'm going to say. John, in terms
of
the route, the start time, what do we know at this stage? There's still a few days to go yet, but what's confirmed, I suppose?
Yeah, look, I mean, it starts at 12:30, I'm sure. Yeah, 12:30. I believe it starts now. I hope I have this 100%, but I think it actually starts out the Camp Aquin Lismore Road, from what I remember. Some of them, and maybe some at the hurling, but they come along then and they walk through the town. Like, it's great the way it happens, because it's kind of, it's short and sweet, and yes, you know, everybody has enough time to get involved and enjoy it, and they'll come through the main town, they'll go up to the top of the town, and they'll pass back down again, and obviously the judges will make their decision, and people people will go around in, and they will spend money in the, you know, buy food, whether it is food or, you know, the pubs, or, you know, there's a spin-off, like, and the spin-off
absolutely
of the local community is
regeneration.
And a bit of music as well. Like, I know there's music in some of the pubs as well. Like, you know, and it creates that great atmosphere. And as you said, if the weather can remain as it is at the moment, it would be brilliant. And as you said there, I think bringing out the crowd, and because of what has happened recently, I think I would encourage people to come even more than ever. Do you know what I mean? Come and support this and show your support for the parade. Because, as I said, the work that goes into it is it's all volunteerism, and it's important that we keep these events going in our small towns and villages as well, you know.
And it's important, and as you say, you're likely to know almost every face if you go along there, John. If you haven't been to the parade in Camp Aquin before, what kind of floats or participants am I likely to see, John? Who'll be the mainstays of the parade?
Look, you'll always have the regulars, you know what I mean? And I suppose I'd always think Millery would always put in the big float, and you'll know there'll be some of the locals, the men will be dressed up as women, and God knows what they'll come up with, you know. It's the usual, and they create a great bit of banter as well on the street. And then you have all the local clubs as well that get involved. Also clubs from surrounding areas, you know what I mean? Passaby Lismore and Ballyduff and, you know, Villerstown and places as well usually come along, you know, with the local clubs. And, like, that's what makes it so, it's a real family event, you know.
And the music, I know there's loads of things lining the way along the route. Any sweet treats to be had, John? Anywhere opening special or doing anything nice? Any green ice creams for the day that's in it?
I don't know. I don't know, but I do know that. I mean, a lot of people would know Med Mike locally as Mike Roke. As a, I know he's playing at one of the pubs, and I think his sister might even be playing at one stage as well, or his cousin. I think actually. Sorry, I usually get it wrong, so I'll be shot for saying that. But you know, they're playing a bit of music, and anyone that knows Med Mike knows the banter that he creates. And I think anyone that hasn't heard him in the past should just come along for that alone. You know what I mean? And,
well, I think
great enjoyment to be had. You know,
it's going to be a great outing and a great community outing, as Dimfield was saying. So, John, we wish you all the best, the organising committee and everybody else involved in that, and appeal to people to turn out on the day and make it the success it deserves to be.
100%, and I'm really looking forward to it, and best of luck to the committee and long may it last.
John, I hope to see photos of you wearing a green hat and lots of shamrock, and if you can't find that, the clover will do, and have a lovely St. Patrick's
Day,
John.
No better man, I tell you, no better man.
Great, thanks a million.
Bye-bye, John. Thanks so much, John. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.